Hi and welcome. It's Money Sense Time, our weekly sit down with the folks from PWM Private Wealth Council. I'm your host, Brent Laux. My guests this week include Kevin Hegedus from PWM Private Wealth Council. And on the line from Toronto, we've got Andrew McCreath from Forge First Asset Management. We're back with Money Sense in just 2 minutes. On our Money Sense program this weekend, we welcome back Andrew McCreath as our special guest from Forge First Asset Management. Hey, Andrew.
It's great to be back on Money Sense with you, Brent, so thank you very much.
Well, and besides your company, Forge First Asset Management, a lot of people hear your voice and they hear the name Andrew McCreath and they're going to think, oh, I know Andrew, you see him on BNN doing a number of different shows through the course of the week. And Kevin Hegedus, of course, PWM Private Wealth Council, back with us here today as well. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, it's great to be here, and you know, I'm super happy to have Andrew here as well. And you know, Andrew's been working with PWM, you know, for a number of years now. We've known each other, and you know, he's just done such an excellent job, not only helping enhance returns in our models, but really reducing risk as well. And that's one of the things that, you know, we want to touch on today.
All right. And with that, Andrew, a little bit of background about yourself and your company.
Well, Brent, even though I'm still just 39 years of age, I have been working in the investment business for 36 years. So I started very, very early. Just kidding, of course, about the 39, but I'm not kidding about the 36 years. And when one looks at the investment business, there are two sides to the investment business. There is the sell side and the buy side. And of course, the sell side are the investment dealers, the brokerage firms, and the buy side are the money managers. I started out spending 8-9 years as an analyst on the sell side and investment dealers, and I have now been managing money for 27 years, the last 16 years of which has been spent managing what's called hedge fund capital, where we go both long and short securities with the goal of generating a competitive net return, but more importantly, arguably, protecting capital when markets get rougher.
For our listeners that maybe aren't totally in the know, a little bit of an explanation about hedge funds, what exactly they are and what you do with them then at Forge First Asset Management.
Well, thanks, Brent. Yes. So there's a lot of, you know, misconception of what hedge funds really are. But when you peel the onion back, the return of a security is equal to a couple of Greek letters, alpha and beta. And beta is the movement in the price of a security that is attributable to the movement in the markets. So, for example, with oil being down, you know, $10, $15 over the last week, it's no surprise that oil stocks have gone down. That's beta. Whereas alpha is the movement in the price of a stock that is attributable to company-specific factors. So in other words, if a company is exhibiting positive change, its stock might do better than the market, and of course, vice versa. So the job of a hedge fund like the funds at Forge First is to hedge out the market noise, hedge out the beta, and use our ability to pick stocks to generate alpha. If you're able to do that, you get an example of the tortoise that beats the hare. Because you may make that same 10% that the market might make in a year. However, the volatility, the degree to which the fund goes up and down, is likely to be much lower. In other words, it enables an investor to sleep at night. So the logic of a hedge fund is to generate a competitive net return, but at the same point in time, reduce investor uncertainty, volatility in the price of the fund.
I was just going to say, too, I think we've all had enough of the Greek alphabet these days. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly.
Andrew McCreath is our guest, along with Kevin Hegedus, PWM Private Wealth Counsel. Andrew, you see him on BNN, but Andrew has his own company, Forge First Asset Management, that works with Kevin Hegedus at PWM. And Kevin, I'll just ask you, from the perspective of someone who works with Forge First Asset Management, how does that product then fit into your portfolio that you share with your clients?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question, and the funds are probably, depending on the model, about a 6-8% weighting in our models. And, you know, Brent, I've said this over the years, and I think now more than ever, People really have to look at a way to protect their capital. And, you know, I think they have to come to terms with the reality that, you know, some of the stellar returns that we've seen in recent years, they're likely to be somewhat challenged going forward. And that example of, you know, I talked about this in past shows, that 60-40 portfolio split where you've got 60% of your money, as an example, in stocks and 40% in bonds, when adjusted for inflation, that portfolio over the last decade has averaged about 9%, which is, you know, quite a bit more than the long-term average of 6. And I think a lot of people find that with these high returns, it also gives rise to, you know, feeling that, I guess what worked in the past is going to continue to work in the future. But, you know, it's really easy to forget some of the returns that we saw in the early 2000s. You know, they called it the lost decade, where that same 60-40 portfolio from 2000 to about 2008 produced about a 2.3% rate of return. Take inflation into consideration, people were losing purchasing power. So that's where investments like Forge First and where Andrew McCreath comes in, is to try and enhance the returns in our portfolio, but as Andrew said, really help reduce risk as well.
I mean, I've had the good fortune of working with Kevin and the team at PWM for, probably 6 years now. And so we've gotten to know each other quite well, both personally and professionally. And when I speak to the professional side of our relationship, I've always known the team as being very diligent at, you know, continuing to monitor the performance of my funds and the analytics or the analysis related to the headline performance, if you will. But that, of course, is partially because Kevin and his team were definitely at the leading edge of introducing alternatives into the solutions that they provide their clients. And the utility of alternatives is going up by the day now, because when one looks at financial markets, let's face it, it's been a good run for many good years. And consequently, now that we're seeing interest rates starting to rise, inflation starting to rise, you can't go to that 60-40 portfolio anymore. You can't go buy a bond, that a 10-year bond that offers a yield of 1.5%, and think that you're going to have protection if, in fact, markets get rougher, which I think they will as we get into 22 and especially 2023. And so you need to think about ways of protecting your hard-earned capital after several good years of being focused on making money in different ways than you did in the past. And Kevin and the team at PWM have been there for the last 6 years with me. So the old, you know, buy a bunch of stocks and buy government bonds, it doesn't work anymore. In fact, it's going to lose your money over the next couple of years, Brent.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We're not here to lose money, Andrew. Brent Laux, along with Kevin Hegedus from PWM Private Wealth Counsel, and our special guest this week, Andrew McCreath. Andrew, of course, from Forge First Asset Management. We're taking a break on Money Sense. We're back in just 2 minutes. Welcome back on our Money Sense program this week. Brent Laux in conversation with Kevin Hegedus, PWM Private Wealth Counsel, and our special guest, Andrew McCreath. Andrew from Forge First Asset Management. You know, before the break, Andrew, you mentioned you thought 2022 markets were going to be rougher. Can you elaborate on that and polish up your crystal ball? Tell us what you think the financial future holds for us here in this country.
Well, Brent, it's a good question. There's two reasons that a stock goes up or down. One, as I said, is alpha. One is beta. Now, the alpha is, again, a company changing for the better or changing for the worse. But even if a company is changing for the better and the stock should go up in price, that can get overwhelmed by what's going on in the broader environment. And let's call that the beta. Over the last several years, we have seen unprecedented levels of stimulus, be it monetary policy stimulus from central banks, the printing of money, where the Fed's, the size of the balance sheet, the size of the dollar value of assets that the Central Bank of the United States owns has gone up, call it 500-600% over the last 2 years. Same thing here in Canada. That clearly is starting to change. I mean, you know, your listeners will see in the papers about how the central banks are going to buy less bonds. They're going to start to shrink their balance sheets, which will have the effect of shrinking the liquidity that is available to be used by an investor in a business, an investor in a house, an investor in the stock market. And obviously, when the supply of money starts to decrease, that impacts the pricing of assets, and not in a good way. Meanwhile, we can only hope that the level of fiscal stimulus, a nice way of saying deficit spending, of governments is going to shrink on a go-forward basis. Otherwise, I don't know how we're ever going to pay the bills. They're going to have to be paid. And so when you combine a combination of shrinking monetary policy accommodation, the printing of money, with less fiscal stimulus, there's going to be less money to chase asset prices higher, and you're going to have lower growth because there's less spending by governments. And as a result, I believe that the supply versus the demand for stocks will change over the next 18 months, and consequently, the pricing of securities is vulnerable to downside risk relative to the upside potential, given that the markets, the stock markets, are expensively priced at this juncture. So I'm a believer that it's better to sell 6 months early than a day late. And while I do believe that this, I'll call it capitulation that we saw from OPEC earlier in the week, where they agreed to increase the supply of oil, it likely causes a bottom in oil, but we still don't know about the Omicron virus. We're going to know in a couple of weeks whether it's problematic. And then secondly, when it comes to inflation, it certainly does look like inflation is going to become problematic. I noticed one wage deal in the meatpacking business last week in Alberta, in High River, where the workers were paid very handsomely, which, good for the workers, but I'm thinking of the broader impact on sending a message that ultimately means we get more and more expensive wage deals done with workers, mm-hmm. which will further fuel inflation, which would not be good for bonds and not for stocks. So we've had a few good years of making good money in markets. Now it's time to focus on risk, and you can't protect your capital by owning bonds. You can't protect your capital by just owning stocks. And as a result, the utility of alternatives, and the team at PWM has a heck of a lot of experience at using alternatives as part of their solutions for their clients.
Yes, I noticed that all the politicians and experts are stopping the use of the word transitory when it refers to inflation. They're starting to realize this is potentially going to be a longer-term situation that we're dealing with in this country. What about energy markets, oil, natural gas? Your thoughts on what's going to be happening there, Andrew?
Well, I mean, it's interesting having this call with you this week, Brent, because, you know, during the latter part of last week, you know, my comment earlier about OPEC capitulating by increasing their production by as much as 400,000 barrels in the next month. And I would point out that the last few months, their total increase has not even been able to match 400,000, because many of the producers just can't produce to their quota because they haven't spent any money on their wells for the last few years. So I will put my wet thumb in the air and make a prediction that we are seeing the bottom in oil markets right now, and I would be a buyer of oil stocks. I would prefer to stick with high quality liquid companies, no pun intended, Brent, like a Cenovus or a CNQ on the oil side. But I think we're seeing the bottom in oil, and I would be a buyer of oil stocks here.
Kevin Hegedus, some final thoughts on our topic today with you.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, kind of talk a little bit about March of 2020, I guess, when COVID first hit, and this was a real, I guess, great test for our models. So, you know, the market was down 30 to 40%, depending what market you looked at, over, I don't know, 3-week, 4-week period. we avoided between 67% and 72% of that decline that the market experienced, and that was because of holding things like Forge First and some of the other alternatives in our portfolio. So, you know, like Andrew said, the governments have pumped in a lot of liquidity into the system. It drove markets back up. What happens next time when they take that punch bowl away? You know, they don't have a lot of tools in the toolbox anymore. So again, you know, I can't stress strongly enough that people have to look at diversifying into some of these other assets and just make sure that you protect yourself and your family.
And of course, that starts with an interview, that first call to you folks at PWM Private Wealth Council, someone who's been listening to Andrew McCreath today from Forge First Asset Management, thinking about perhaps tweaking their portfolio or getting some advice from PWM. What's the process, Kevin?
Just give us a call at 800-652-7472, or better yet, just go to our website. You can go to pwmprivatewealth.com. We've got some great information there. Check out the team. There's some great downloads, PDF downloads that you can do as well. So, and again, we'd just be happy to meet with anyone to talk about their situation or just give them a second opinion on their current portfolio as well.
Andrew, thanks so much for your time and for people tuning in today to our Money Sense program with Andrew McCreath from Forge First Asset Management. A little plug for your TV appearances. How many different shows are you on BNN these days?
Well, COVID, of course, has sidelined Weekly with Andrew McCreath, which was in its ninth year when COVID hit. There's a very decent chance that viewers will get to watch Weekly with Andrew McCreath again during Q1 of 2022. Stay tuned, no pun intended. And yes, I'm often on, I've been on in the afternoons at, call it 3:45 Eastern time for the final 15. I've taken a bit of a hiatus from that because I've spent the last 2.5 months traveling in Western Canada, visiting with my clients, and it's been great to be back on the road, you know, being in Saskatoon and Regina and various other cities in Western Canada. But there's a very decent shot that viewers will see me back on daily on BNN Bloomberg during 2022. But I suspect I'll go back to mornings, call it 9:14 Eastern time, before the bell opens at 9:30 that in the morning, Brent.
Always interesting, and we appreciate your insight, whether we're seeing you on BNN or having you on our Money Sense program here. Andrew McCreath, thanks so much for your time today, and better days ahead, Andrew.
Thanks very much, Brent. Have a great one.
And thanks to you, too, Kevin Hegedus, PWM Private Wealth Counsel, for your time on our program this weekend.
My pleasure, Brent. Take care.
Our Money Sense program is a presentation of PWM Private Wealth Counsel, the offices of Kevin Hegedus and Kevin Hawkinson. To find out more, to book an appointment, to have them look at your financial situation, give them a call at 306-975-9500. Online, lots of great information at their website as well at pwmprivatewealth.com. You've been listening to Money Sense. Money Sense was prepared by Kevin Hegedus and Kevin Hawkinson, portfolio managers for IA Private Wealth. This is not an official program of IA Private Wealth, and the opinions expressed during the show are those of the portfolio managers only and do not necessarily reflect those of IA Private Wealth. IA Private Wealth, Inc. is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and the Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. IA Private Wealth is a trademark and business name under which IA Private Wealth, Inc. operates. Alternative investments are not suitable for all types of investors. Please obtain independent professional advice in the context of your particular circumstances. This show is intended for general information only. This is Money Sense.